With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands flag football finals are set in stone. Last Saturday, Clem's Wolves defeated Miller Lite Hellcats 13-6, and the Burger King Panthers crushed Maples 26-0 in the men's division. For the ladies, HSM Vipers defeated Red Stripe Wolverines 7-0, while Greenhouse Lynx conquered Tribe Tattoo Sharks 27. This Saturday's action will see HSM Vipers take on the defending champions, Coach Oliver Parker and his Greenhouse Lynx. For the women, and in the men's division, Burger King Panthers will face Clem's Wolves in the 2019 finals of the CIFA League. Cayman Islands Flag Football Association President William Peguero is looking forward to two highly entertaining, intense and exciting matches this weekend.
I think you'll get the best football CIFA has to offer in terms of what you're going to see in these finals. Both sets of teams on the men's and women's sides have a very good approach. They usually have a very good game plan. So you'll see a lot of good action, hopefully. Get some nice high-scoring games. And at the end of the day, the fans should be very well entertained by what the outcome will be next week, Saturday.
Games begin at 1 p.m. this Saturday at the Edbush Field in West Bay. Boys youth football action commences this weekend as the 2019 CUC Primary Football League opening rally kicks off this Saturday at 9 a.m. at the traditional home of local football, the T.E. McField Sports Field, or better known to many, the Annex Field in Georgetown. Defending champions Cayman Prep look to add yet another prize to their rapidly expanding trophy cabinet as they search for a second successive opening rally title. The 2018 final between Cayman Prep and Prospect Primary was a tantalizing affair as both schools thoroughly entertained the crowd with some dazzling football. The PFL League organizer Neil Murray says just about 15 teams will be putting on a show for the 2019 rally, but they've had to make a few adjustments because of the recent scorching temperatures.
We've changed it up slightly because of the heat. We've reduced the time on the game, so the games will be 15 minutes instead of 20 minutes, and that should make some of the kids last a little longer. And we've also changed up the format slightly. Usually it was kind of elimination. Now we're going to play with a kind of point system and stuff like that, and then we'll go on to elimination for the quarterfinals, semifinals, and final. But overall, we should have a full day of exciting football. I think this year with the boys is probably the same thing. A lot of the under-9s from last year have now graduated to the under-11s, and most of the schools have lost quite a few of their under-11s from last year. So again, I think it's going to be very interesting to see some of the schools competing, and I think this year is going to be definitely a well-balanced league. With no dominating teams, but we're all set to go.
The opening rally is an exciting, fast-paced one-day tournament with games being a short 15 minutes with no offsides. The first round of play is the group stage, with schools being divided into three zones, where schools play each other once in their respective zones. The top two schools from each zone and the two best third-place schools advance to the second round, the quarterfinals, which is the first knockout stage. From the quarterfinals, the semi-finalists are decided with the resulting two winners advancing to the final and the two losers playing for third and fourth place. And the 2019 DG's 5K Challenge dashed out of the blocks on Sunday with a strong showing from participants on Cayman BRAC. Among the competitors was His Excellency the Governor, Martin Roper, who participated alongside the event's co-chairs, Deputy Governor, the Honorable Franz Manderson, and Strategic Operations Officer Jennifer Ahern. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has the details.
Racers in the 30 to 39-year-old age category performed impressively, with Greg Shepherd from the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service scooping fastest overall male and first in category. Claudia Martin of the Cayman Islands Airports Authority took the title of overall fastest female, third in the age category. Just short of 90 people registered for the walk run, with 72 of them taking part in the day. Lamini Scott Senior High School won the accolade of the highest number of participants among the school entrants, with BRAC Insurance Associates winning the title for corporate business. The Health Services Authority was the best represented statutory authority and government company. And District Administration, Cayman BRAC, the highest participating group among core government. This year, the funds raised will be split evenly between the Cayman Islands Crisis Center, Special Needs Foundation Cayman, and Alex Panton Foundation. The Grand Cayman event will take place on Sunday, September 29th, and prospective participants can register now on the Cayman Active website. That's caymanactive.com/ DG5K. April Cummings for Radio Cayman Sports.
The Deputy Governor, the Honorable Franz Mandelson, encourages everyone to participate in the DG5K on Grand Cayman.
I would really love to encourage Cayman now to sign up and let's make the DG5K 2019 the biggest and best ever.
The Grand Cayman Challenge is on Sunday, September 29th at 6:30 a.m. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.